Blackstone Audio presents The Quickening by Michelle Hoover. For my mother, Lorene, her mother, Angelie, and her mother, Melva. Chapter 1. Anadina. Summer 1913 to Spring 1914.
My boy, you might think an old woman hasn't much to say about the living, but your grandmother knows when a person does right by her and when they don't. In this bed I have little else to do but scratch my life down with this pencil, and I have little left to me but the thought of you, my grandchild, who I've known only in the warmth of your mother's belly under my hand. Even if you never come home, you should understand the way our life once was, your grandmother, your mother, and I, and all the little things that make its loss so very terrible in my mind. The Morrow family, they were a worry to ours from day one, and once you know what they took from us, you might just understand the kind of people you come from. It wasn't until late in the summer of 1913 that your grandfather and I began to work this farm from the acres of weeds and grasses it was to a fine place. A place where we could earn a living. That's what a beginning is. My father and his father before that, had lived within the same 10 square miles of land. Even after I married, I didn't move farther from home than a day's wagon ride. I'd seen no other landscape as a child, had never dreamt of it. A farm is where I was born.